All right, Patriots, it's time for the Daily DOGE Report. I'm Caleb, your host for this deep dive, and as always, we're to be truth-slinging and liberal-triggering. Back for Season 2, Episode 6.
That's right, it's me, Grace, making sure Caleb stays on target. Someone's got to keep those facts straight.
You got it, Grace. We're locked, loaded, and ready to dive right into the swamp of government waste, folks. And believe me, it's deeper and murkier than ever before.
Oh, absolutely. Today, we're wading through piles of reports from VA, CMS, the USDA, you name it. DOG has been busy, really busy, exposing those swamp creatures for what they are.
And speaking of busy, DOGE is claiming a staggering savings for taxpayers. $106 billion. Wow, I mean, think about it. That's enough to buy a one-way ticket for every liberal to, somewhere far, far away.
Hold your horses, cowboy. Before we start planning any trips, let's break down where these savings are coming from.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Lay it on me.
Well, a big chunk comes from canceled contracts and grants, especially over at the VA. They've axed a whopping 585 contracts. $1.8 billion, folks.
Wow. See, that's what I'm talking about, right? DOGE is trimming the fat, sending those swamp-dwelling contractors packing.
Well, the idea is that the VA can handle a lot of this in-house, you know, without all those pricey contractors.
Ah, makes sense. Cut out the middleman.
Exactly. And to be fair, it's good news that they are redirecting $900 million of that to frontline veteran care. That's a real positive.
Yeah, putting money back where it belongs, taking care of our heroes. But okay, let's get back to those contracts. What kind of shenanigans were they up to before DOGE stepped in?
Some of it is almost funny, you know? Well, if it wasn't so infuriating. Okay, get this. The VA had this contract, $56,000. To water 8 plants.
What did that? You're kidding me. $56,000 to water 8 plants. What were they growing? Money trees?
Not quite. The OGE put a stop to that nonsense. Canceled the contract. Now someone's probably watering those plants for free, you know? Probably some hardworking intern.
You know what? DOGE, making America green again, one plant at a time. Oh. Okay, but wait a minute. There's got to be more, right? CMS, tell us about that bureaucratic mess.
Oh, this is a classic. CMS wanted to modernize their provider enrollment system. Big plans, right? $200 million poured into this project. 9 long years. 14 missed deadlines.
Oh, whoa, 9 years. 14 deadlines. That sounds like my last attempt at assembling IKEA furniture.
And the worst part is, after all that time and money, they ended up with nothing. Nothing usable.
Oh, man. So basically $200 million down the drain. That's enough to buy, I don't know, a lifetime supply of hairspray for,
right.
You know who.
Thankfully, DOGE helps CMS finally pull the plug, saved $17.8 million every year by canceling those contracts. They're even trying to get the project back on track with some competent engineers.
Oh, so it sounds like they're actually doing something right for a change. But it's not just the big contracts, right? What about all those smaller grants?
Yeah, they've been busy there, too. Canceled 21 grants totaling $116 million and another 247 contracts, almost $1 billion. Think about it. That's money that won't be going to those swamp-dwelling elites, those lobbyists.
I'll drink to that. But hey, you can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs, right? All this belt tightening has got to lead to some job losses, right?
You're not wrong. And that's causing some real debate. Like over in Parkersburg, West Virginia, 125 federal employees from the Treasury Department got laid off.
Ouch. That's a tough break for them, especially in a town that, well, you know, went big for, well, you know who.
Yeah, and it brings up a good point. These cuts, you know, they aren't just numbers on paper. They affect real people. We need to talk about that.
Yeah, no doubt. We need to look at both sides, you know, the savings, the impact. It's not black and white. There's definitely some gray areas here. But you know what else is turning out to be a little gray?
What's that?
The research. Seems like some of those taxpayer dollars were funding some pretty questionable research.
Okay, spill the tea. What kind of research are we talking about here?
Okay, get this. The USDA, you know, the folks who deal with crops and cows. Well, they gave out a grant, $600,000 to Southern University to study menstrual cycles.
Okay.
In transgender men.
Wait, the Department of Agriculture is funding research on menstrual cycles in transgender men. Now I'm confused.
Yeah, I know, right? It's definitely a head scratcher. And let me tell you, this grant has caused a whole lot of controversy, especially amongst, well, you know who. They're saying it's a complete waste of money, a sign of a radical agenda.
I can see why that would raise some eyebrows, but is this just a one-off? Or are there other examples of this kind of research getting funded?
Oh, honey, this is just the tip of the iceberg. The American Principles Project, we call them APP, have been digging, and they've uncovered a whopping 341 grants just from the Biden administration that they say are funding gender ideology research.
341 grants. Wow, they really went all in on this. What are they even studying?
Oh, everything. From LGBTQ plus support programs in schools to the impact of social media on, get this, gender minority emerging adults.
Okay, yeah, I see where this is going. This is about the culture wars, the clash of values.
Bingo. And DOGE is shining a light on it, showing us how our money is being spent on research that's, well, let's just say a little out there.
Definitely raises some questions. We need to take a closer look at these grants, understand what they're really about, and have a conversation about what research the government should be funding.
You got it, Grace. And that's exactly what we're going to do. So stay tuned, folks. This deep dive into the DOGE rabbit hole is just getting started.
We're back, folks, diving deep into the murky swamp of government with a daily DOGE report.
Yeah, that's right, Grace, back in the swamp. And trust me, this time we're going even deeper. Last we left off, we were talking about those plant watering contracts and the VA's, well, let's call it creative budgeting. DOGE is really shaking things up.
Well, some might say shaking things up is an understatement. Remember those folks in West Virginia losing their jobs? It's important to remember that these cuts, these savings DOGE is finding, they have a real impact on people.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Those people in Parkersburg are definitely feeling it. But sometimes you got to tighten the belt, even if it means a few folks get pinched, right? But hey, look at the big picture. Taxpayers are saving billions.
Billions is a big number. We need to really look at those claims, make sure it all adds up. And what about the long-term effects? What services are going to get cut? There's a lot to consider here.
I hear you, Grace. But you got to admit, the swamp has been overflowing for way too long. DOGE is finally doing something about it, plugging the leaks, draining the muck, and he's going after those smaller grants too, remember?
Oh, yeah, those 21 grants. $116 million right there.
Yeah.
And those 2,147 contracts, almost $1 billion. Imagine what we could do with all that money if it wasn't just disappearing into some black hole of bureaucracy.
Exactly. We could build a wall, a really big, beautiful wall, or maybe even buy Greenland.
Okay, let's stay grounded here, but you're right. That money could be used to actually help people, you know, make a real difference. But this whole situation, it's really shaking up the political scene. It's fascinating to watch.
Oh, yeah. Swamp creatures are sweating. They're not used to this kind of heat. DOGE is exposing their little nests of corruption.
Well, it's interesting to see how both parties are reacting. Some Republicans are pushing back, especially in places hit by those job cuts.
Yeah, like those folks in West Virginia. It's understandable that some Republicans are nervous. You know, those folks voted overwhelmingly for, well, you know who. And they don't want to lose those votes.
Right. They have to balance supporting DOGE with representing their constituents, the people affected by those cuts. It's a tough spot to be in.
And then you have, well, you know who, trying to figure out how to handle all of this. I mean, he's the one who unleashed DOGE in the first place, but now he seems to be backtracking a bit.
Well, after hearing all those complaints from cabinet members, seeing the pushback in town halls, he's suggesting a slower, more measured approach. Says those agency heads should have a say in what gets cut. Maybe he's realizing that swinging a sledgehammer isn't always the best way to get things done.
Yeah. Maybe he needs a scalpel instead.
Yeah.
But whatever tool he uses, he's got to address those job losses, right? There's a lot of pressure there.
Definitely a complex situation. No easy solutions. But let's shift gears a bit. Talk about another area where DOGE is making waves. Research funding. Specifically, research related to, well, gender ideology.
Oh, yeah. This is where things get really juicy. Remember that USDA grant? The one for studying menstrual cycles in transgender men? Well, now we're going to dive into the nitty-gritty.
In all ears, tell me what they were studying, why it's causing such a ruckus.
All right. So the grant talks about how we need to recognize that, and I quote, transgender men and people with masculine gender identities, intersex, and non-binary persons may also menstruate. They say this area of research has been neglected.
Okay, so it's not just about transgender people. It's about recognizing that biological sex and gender identity are not always the same thing and that this can affect health and well-being.
Sure, sure. But why is the Department of Agriculture funding this? Shouldn't that be like the National Institutes of Health?
That's a good question. The grant does mention sustainable and environmentally friendly menstrual products, like, you know, using hemp fibers. That could fall under USDA's umbrella, but yeah, I get why people are scratching their heads.
Okay, let's be real. The reason this grant is making headlines is that word, transgender. It's a lightning rod right in the middle of the culture wars. Conservatives are calling it a waste of money. a prime example of the woke agenda gone wild.
It's definitely become a symbol, a focal point for the debate about gender ideology and the role of government, who decides what research gets funded, how do they make those decisions? Lots of questions there.
Right. And don't forget, the American Principles Project, APP, they found hundreds of other grants they say are part of this gender ideology push.
Yeah, 341 grants, over $128 million just from the Biden administration. They call it funding insanity and want DOGE to shut it all down.
341 grants, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But seriously, these grants are funding all sorts of research from LGBTQ plus support in schools to studying the impact of social media on gender minority emerging adults.
It seems like a key focus for the Biden administration, and it's causing a lot of anger, with conservatives saying it's all about indoctrinating kids, undermining traditional values.
It's a battle for the soul of America. DOGE is right in the middle of it all, exposing how our tax dollars are being used to fund research that, well, a lot of people find questionable, to say the least. We're back, Patriots, for the final round of the Daily DOGE Report. We've been waist-deep in the swamp today, exposing all the waste, the woke, and the wild spending, folks, with your hard-earned money.
You said it. We've covered a lot of ground, from those crazy plant watering contracts to the whole debate about research funding and gender ideology. DOGE has really turned Washington upside down.
Turned it upside down. I'd say he dropped a truth bomb right in the middle of it. Those swamp creatures are running for cover.
It has been fascinating to watch everyone react, you know, both sides. Some people are praising DOGE, calling him a champion for fiscal responsibility.
Right, getting the budget under control.
Yeah, exactly. But others are worried about what these cuts will actually mean, you know, especially for people who depend on government programs. There are consequences to all of this.
Oh, absolutely. Real consequences. But, you know, it's like watching a wrestling match, right? DOGE is body slamming the status quo, and the establishment is scrambling to get back in the ring.
Okay, that's a pretty vivid image. But yeah, it does capture the sense of chaos that DOGE has brought to Washington. Everyone's having to rethink their positions, their priorities.
You got it. And the Republicans. Talk about walking a tightrope.
Yeah.
They want to support DOGE's cuts, but they also need to keep their voters happy, especially those who might be losing their jobs.
It's a tough balancing act, for sure. And on the left, well, it's a mixed bag, isn't it? Some see DOGE's agenda as a threat to social progress, but others are more focused on holding the government accountable, even if it means cuts to programs they normally support.
Yeah, it's a real puzzle. And then there's, well, you know who? He unleashed DOGE, but now he seems to be trying to, I don't know, maybe put him on a leash?
He's in a tough spot, that's for sure. He wants to keep his base happy. They love DOGE. They love the idea of draining the swamp. But he also has to think about the bigger picture, the political fallout, if the cuts go too far.
It's a high wire act, no right. doubt. But you know what really gets me? The hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy? From who?
The left. You know, they're always talking about tolerance, inclusivity, celebrating diversity. But when it comes to this gender ideology stuff, they're anything but tolerant. Try having a different opinion. See what happens. You'll get shut down immediately.
So you're saying they aren't open to different viewpoints on these issues?
Exactly. Total double standard. They demand tolerance from everyone else, but they aren't willing to give it in return, especially when it comes to challenging their worldview.
Well, I think we need to remember that there are many different opinions on these issues, even among people on the left. Not all liberals or progressives agree on gender identity or the role of government in funding research. There's a spectrum of views there.
That's fair, but you can't deny that there's a real push from some on the left to promote this gender ideology agenda. And they're using our tax dollars to do it.
I think it's important to make a distinction. It's one thing to support research that helps transgender people. It's another thing entirely to use research to push a specific ideology. Not all research on gender is automatically political or ideological.
Maybe, maybe not. But when you've got the Department of Agriculture funding research on menstrual cycles in transgender men, well, it's hard not to see that as a political move, isn't it?
I can see that perspective. It definitely raises questions about transparency, accountability, you know, where is our money going and who is deciding how it's spent? Those are important questions.
Exactly. And that's what DOGE is all about, shining a light on how our money is being spent and holding those in power accountable. From those crazy plant watering contracts to those questionable research grants, DOGE is exposing the waste and the woke agenda.
He's not afraid to shake things up, make some enemies along the way.
That's for sure. He's like a bulldog latching onto an issue and not letting go.
Well, one thing is for sure. DOGE has definitely changed the conversation in Washington. He's brought a whole new level of scrutiny to government spending, and it's going to be very interesting to see how it all plays out in the future.
You got it, Grace. This is a story that's far from over. But folks, we'll be here every step of the way, bringing you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth about DOGE and his mission to drain that swamp.
And remember, folks, knowledge is power. Stay informed, stay involved, and don't be afraid to speak your mind. This is your government. Your voice matters.
Well said, Grace. And before we go, I just want to remind everyone that the Daily DOGE Report is produced by a service-disabled veteran. So if you appreciate what we're doing, please consider supporting us. Every bit helps us keep the truth flowing and those swamp creatures on the run.
Thanks for listening, Patriots. Until next time, stay vigilant, stay informed, and keep fighting for the America we all know and love.
And remember, DOGE ain't afraid to bite.